This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on border business.
Thank you, Will. As far as a municipal development district goes, it really offers you so much more than what we do just through Greater Brownsville and what BCIC does, because you can take into a lot of other considerations like residential development, for example. And when I worked for an MDD before, almost any developer who came into the city, their project had to cross my desk first. That is not an ego issue, but it was set up that way because the city manager and the city commissioners that I worked for all told me what their vision was for the city, what they wanted to see, what they expected to see. So when a developer came in, we sat down and we talked about what is the vision of the city and how does your development impact that. And if it doesn't impact it in a greater way, then I could say, look, you need to elevate what it is that you want to do, because ultimately you have to get through the city council, city commission, to get approval to do your project. If you wanted to stay outside the city, then you can do whatever. In our case, with the MDD that's created here, the functions of both organizations just come under one roof. How it benefits us is small business development, absolutely. Entrepreneurship, absolutely. Incubation, absolutely. But a $100 million company or a $500 million company or somebody in the space industry, those are things that we are also pursuing as well. So we become more well-rounded. The other part of it is we collapse our messaging. Right now in the city of Brownsville, we have, at my count, about six organizations that talk about doing economic development within the city. Each one has some type of different message. I've been doing this 17 years, and people who follow me, they've looked at Brownsville and they say, well, who am I supposed to talk to about this? Right? Because this message is out there and that is out there, and these people say they have this out there. So we bring everything together. We bring the teams together. We focus under one roof. We focus under one message, including the city. And as best I can tell you, nobody gets forgotten. You know, I've been doing this, as I said, 17 years. I've helped probably more entrepreneurs get into business than I have been able to recruit in $100 million operations, because it's very hard to recruit in $100 million operations. I would rather build a community one person, one business at a time, because that's how you truly grow your own, right? So the MDD is not going to change that focus. It might change the location of the office, but it's not going to change the focus on how we're going to continue to grow and build the city.
Stay there. You got, I got a question.
Oh, yeah. Come.
Yes. Larry Jokel. You just answered about half of what I was going to ask. You're bringing together both organizations. Are you going, one, are you going to reduce the staff, or is it going to stay about the same? That's the first part of the question. Second, you'll be able to help people who are coming into this town to do their projects and move it along much quicker than it has been in the past, correct?
Correct.
Okay. That's critically important.
Yes.
As people are coming in. How soon, and do you reduce the staffs that GBIC have at the moment, or are you going to keep everybody?
So, that is not my decision. I am not the director of the MDD. I have not been told I'm going to be the director of the MDD if it's created. So, it would be my anticipation, if the commission does create this, that they're going to combine forces. Are there going to be some redundancies? Probably. But the nice thing that the mayor and the city commission have told both organizations is that nobody loses a job. Nobody loses their title, and nobody loses their salary. Now, that does not mean they're all going to be combined under the MDD umbrella. Some people may transition to go to work for the city. So the goal is not to fire people, all right, put people out on the street. The goal is to make sure that the resources, the folks are brought together to do what is in the best interest of the city of Brownsville. How are we going to grow this? So that's what I've been told. Now, the secondary part of your question, speed of business. We, Greater Brownsville right now, we can act quicker than any organization in this city to help a business come here. We want to maintain that. The MDD allows us to maintain that. As you heard Mr. Trevino say, when you're working on quality of life projects, it takes a while because you have to have public notice, and you have to, and I'm not saying these are bad things, but these are legislative things. So you have to put public notice out there for 2 weeks, and you have to have a public hearing, then you have to wait X amount of days, and you have to take it in front of commission. It slows down the process. We need to be able to operate at the speed of business, not the speed of government. And yes, I'm a quasi-government guy, and I've worked for governments, but government hurts more than it helps in the business world. So we're really trying to make sure that this organization can operate at the speed of business and help the folks who need it now. So first of all partnerships remain. You know, the goal is not to end doing things. It's to combine our forces so we do them better. So whatever partnerships we have with an individual business, an individual entity, nonprofit, chamber, whatever, I think they become more fortified. Because now instead of going to these people looking for something and those people looking for something, you have a solidified unit that you go and you go, okay, I'm going to go to the Greater Brownsville MDD, talk to them. I believe all of our contracts, and I say I believe because I have not reviewed all of them, but all of them should be assignable. So from our organization, they would be assigned to the MDD. So when you talk about how do you get over the obligations that you have, they can be assigned to the MDD. The important part of that is because now you're talking about the time frame of how quickly this can be created. Obviously, we get through the vote, and full disclosure here, I can only educate. I cannot advocate for this, okay? So please don't take what I'm telling you as go vote for it. But if it goes through the vote, if it is approved, then obviously you canvass, you let the state know, then you have to start on the articles of incorporation to get it incorporated within the state. I believe BCIC has a nonprofit status. We are almost completed with our nonprofit status. So those items would have to be figured out. So as that happens, the process would take minimum 8 months, most likely closer to about 12, before you get all your agreements assigned, you have the organization in place, you figure out the physical location that it's going to be, the people that are coming over and what roles, things like that. So it'll take at least 12 months. So we're looking at middle of next year. In the interim, as Mr. Trevino said, we still operate. We're still getting out through Greater Brownsville and being very aggressive in job creation and recruitment here. BCIC is still being very aggressive working with the small businesses in our community, entrepreneurship, the e-bridge, and that will continue to happen, right? It will fall upon the commissioners to figure out how they're going to combine the forces, who's going to do what, and that could happen at pretty much any time during this process, assuming it gets voted in by the voters. It does not mean it's going to take effect immediately on the combination, because it will take time to establish all of that. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'll add a little bit to that as well, is we also have to think about the public-private side of this. And we are talking to right now a couple of healthcare systems about how they're going to grow here. We have to be very cognizant of the LNG and SpaceX in, for example, a burn center, right? A level one trauma burn center, for example, because in the Valley, we are now the location where in 5 to 6 years when LNG comes online, and of course with more and more work and launching from SpaceX, that's going to happen, God forbid, but the potential exists that someone could get badly burned. Some type of caustic material or flammable. It makes sense for us to work with a private enterprise hospital system to come over here and create that, because they're going to be closer to the potential accident site. And so, yes, we need to have the public involved, but we need to have the private sector involved as well. The MDD does not preclude us from doing that. The other important part to remember about this is, especially if you're thinking about emergency services in the ETJ or county area, this money exists right now that no one is using. There are other taxing entities that could go for this money if we don't go and get it on behalf of what is in the best interest of the city. And there's only that half cent. If that half cent is taken by another organization that has the legal ability to go and do it, such as a fire district, then that money's gone. Then the city cannot benefit from being able to attract that money and bring it into the city. And as Mr. Trevino said, you got to remember, it might be 400 grand now, but with the growth that we are going to experience and the direction literally toward that northeast side, it's going to provide more than that. You know, every year it's going to increase and increase and increase.
Let's give him a round of applause, please. Thank you very much. We appreciate your help. I don't see any more questions or anyone else. Last question before we adjourn our program. No? Great. Thank you. You can please take a seat.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you. Thank you very much.